according to the Word of God, we've got to be fully persuaded, heart, mind, body, and soul, on the promises of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. The Bible tells us that faith is substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. The Word tells us we must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. So according to the faith and according to the Word of God and the promises, we have these things and working in our behalf when we stand solid on the Word of God. Romans 8 and 38 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come." Verse 39 says, "Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." This is a pretty solid promise. This is something that we can stand on. That there's nothing, amen, we know by the Word of God that there's no weapon that's formed against us that can prosper. And we know according to God's Word that He has forevermore settled it in heaven, and we can stand today on these promises that there's nothing. And the battle, I'm telling you, the battle, if it comes before you, God is able to win out in the battle. God is able victoriously to fight your battles for you. We'll get into that in just a few minutes. There's several scriptures and the Word of God that tells us and gives us this promise. Romans the 14th chapter and verse 5, in the last part of that verse, it says, "Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind." See, the mind is the battleground for the soul. The devil is warring against your mind. Right now, the devil's trying to wear out the saints of the Most High God. The devil is trying to fight against every ministry, every church, everybody that's doing something for God. And I tell you something, I take a close look at those right now that looks like everything is rosy. You take a church that looks like everything is rosy, it looks like they're busting the seams. There's something wrong in the midst of that situation. Because this is a war that has been loosed against the church, the kingdom of God, and every saint of God. It's a good possibility if everything's rosy for you, you might not be serving the Lord. You may not be on your way to heaven, but you may be in a seem right way. The Bible says there's a way that appeareth in man. Well, it looks good. It looks all right. But the Bible said it's a seem right way. It's a way that's contrary to God's way. God's way, let me tell you something. If the life you're living, if God is not producing in you holy, righteous living, then you're on the wrong way. You're on the wrong road. My friend, today it takes God's absolute Word working in your life and heart to bring about this sanctified life. The Word seed of God, when it's birthed in us, when we're born by the Word seed of God, and that new birth is created within us, we begin to take on a Christ nature. We begin to take on a God nature. We begin to take on a nature of righteousness and holiness. Our vocabulary changes. Our steps change. Our actions change. The Bible said the old man, he's cast out. The old man is put out from us. And we now are a new creature in Christ Jesus for this life we now live. It's not our own, but it was bought with a price. The Bible said, with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, it was bought with a price. And so now we are in the family and the kingdom of God, and our steps are going to be ordained by the Lord, and our life is going to bear forth a likeness of Christ. We're going to be an example of God's Word. And if this is not taking place in your life, you need to be born again by the Spirit of God. You need to get out of the seem right way and get in the right way, the bright and shining way that's headed to glory, the bright and shining way that God is moving in your life, and there's victory, and there's going to be battles. If I stood here today and told you there wouldn't be battles, I'd be lying to you. If I stood here and told you that everything was going to be a Sunday school picnic, I would be lying to you. From here on out, it's going to be a fight. The Bible said, "He that endureth the end, the same shall be saved." The Bible said that the very elect would be deceived if it were possible, but it's not possible according to the Word of God. But the Bible said, unless these days be shortened, there'd be no flesh saved. That's a battle. There's going to be a battle. There's going to be a storm. There's going to be a trial. There's going to be a fight like you've never seen before. But I'm glad to report that God will fight your battles. I read in the Word of God the story of Abijah and how that Abijah's army was the small who was outnumbered on every side. But I read where, according to the Word of God, because they relied upon the Lord, God gave them victory in that battle that hour. My friend, our only defense against the devil is the blood of Jesus Christ. Our only defense is the Word of God. And if we stand with God, God will stand with us. If we forsake Him, according to the Word of God, listen, God does not forsake man. Man has to make the first move. When we choose to walk away from God, we make the move. God don't cast us out or throw it out. We make the move. Amen. We make the move when we begin to walk contrary. We begin to walk away from God. We make that move within ourselves. But where does that come from? It comes from the battle that is within our mind. It comes with the storm that Satan puts against our mind. The Bible said he and not God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of what? Love and of sound mind. We today got a sound mind in the Word of God. The devil can come like a roaring lion, but I'm glad to say that God will raise up a standard when the enemy comes in like a flood. God is still the standard today, and God will still raise up that standard for you. So just hold on. I don't care what your battle is. I don't care what your trial is. I don't care what your storm is. Just hold on to the never failing hand of God. Just hold on to his promises and just keep on fighting the good fight of faith, because just like Abijah's army that day, they was given victory. Why? They was outnumbered on every side, but they was given victory because they relied upon the Lord. And they was even, the enemy was even warned and said, don't go against us because we have done what the Lord wants us to do. We've had our priest. They've been ministering to the Lord. We set aside the priests, and they've been ministering to the Lord. And for that reason, let me tell you something. I want you to know that when you come against us, you're going to suffer loss. And according to the Word of God, that's exactly what happened, because God gave them the victory. I'm reminded of Jehoshaphat's army. What was it in Second Chronicles 20 and 20. That's the perfect vision. That's wherein that God moved and God give the victory. God, he's able to do the same for you and I. We can have that perfect victory in the Lord if we will just depend upon him. But now in the 20th chapter, let's pick up and read a little here. It goes on to say, where the Spirit of the Lord had come into the midst of them. This is in verse 14. Came the Spirit of the Lord into the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto him, be not afraid nor dismayed, by reason of great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Verse 16 said, tomorrow go ye down against. And here he is prepared for battle, and he tells them to be prepared and to go. And he goes on to tell them what's going to take place in verse 17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go ye out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And the word goes on to tell us what happened, and how that they, when they went out to this battle, when they went out before the enemy, how the enemy was overtaken. I'm going to tell you this today. time and time again in the Word of God that God fought the battle for His people because they relied upon the Lord, because they trusted God, because they stood by the Word of God. And if we'll do the same today, God will fight the battle for us. God will continue to move. And then we've just got to stand no matter what comes, no matter what may, no matter what's against us, no matter what the trial is, no matter what takes place, we have got to stand, and that's our part. God will do His part if we will do our part. We know that we can have that confidence and trust in God because God has dealt it to us, and that is the promise of God's Word. Romans 4:21 again said, "And being fully persuaded that what He has promised, He was able also to perform." And I like this section of Scripture in 2 Timothy, and verse 12, let's see, right in the last closing part of it, it says, "For I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." We today have got to know who we have believed in. We today have got to stand firm on the promises of God's Word, knowing that God has spoken, and because God has spoken, then we know that we can stand on that promise. Amen. According to the Word of God in Ephesians in the 6th chapter, we find these words. In verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." He tells us in verse 11 to put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of Satan. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. If the devil was flesh and blood, we didn't have got a baseball bat and knocked him out, as old saying goes. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers and against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto ye the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of Satan. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Bible said, praying always with all prayer and supplications. This is the key. This is the former by God's Word. It's worked, and I've watched it work for over 4 decades as I've served God and as walked with God. The devil would like to make you today to believe that God has went out of business, but I want you to know He's still high and lifted up, and His glory still fills the house. He's the same God. He's never changed. Satan's time is running out. He has loosed every demon that he can. He has loosed every force that he can against the household of God. But I'm telling you, if we'll stand by the promise of God, God will bring us out on top. It may not be the way we think it. Bible tells us not even to take thought. It's better not to take thought. Somebody said, well, how's God going to do this? How's God going to do that? If He don't tell me His Word, then I'm not going to take thought about it. Amen. I just know, according to the Word of God, that He is going to win. He is going to win the battle for us, and we are not going to have to fight in that sense. We're fighting the good fight of faith. But listen, this thing is not physical. It is spiritual. And in the name of Jesus, I come against the powers of hell. I come against the powers of darkness. I come against Satan in the name of Jesus. And you as a child of God, I know we got preachers that say, well, nowhere in the Word of God does it say plead the blood. And they let out here and live like the devil and do anything in the world they want to. I'm going to tell you something. According to the Word of God, the blood is what makes the difference. The blood is what paid the price for salvation. The blood is what gives us power over Satan today. The blood is what gives us power and strength to stand no matter what comes against us on every hand. I want you to know God will outlast the storm. I want you to know the blood will never lose its power. It reaches to the lowest valley and it flows. It reaches the highest mountain, flows to the lowest valley. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God's blood will never, 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 never lose its power. And that blood, I plead it over my soul. I plead it over my physical body. I plead it over this ministry, this church. I plead it over the people that's listening to the sound of my voice. And the devil has to back off. The devil has to stand down and stand aside because he has no power against the mighty hand of God and the blood of Jesus. We have the keys, if you please, today. We have the keys to the kingdom, and we have the keys that has been given us by God Almighty through Jesus Christ. And we can stand, amen, and we can fight the good fight of faith and win this battle. The Bible says several times in the Old Testament to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. That's a hard thing a lot of times when you see the battle right in your face. And you think, my, how in the world am I going to stand against this? But just keep on standing by the promises of God. Just keep on standing by the Word of God. Just keep on standing because the Word said. You may have to go back and read that verse in Ephesians when it says simply, you just need to stand. You may have to go back and say, Lord, I want you to bathe me again anew and afresh. The Bible tells, you know, lest we forget. We have to go back. I don't know about you, but I have to go back and I have to keep re-putting the scriptures in. God brings them to your remembrance. But if we don't watch out, our mind will let these things slip from us. That's the reason we need to continue. Go back and read the Word of God. I go back and read the sections on faith time and time again. I got them marked in my Bible, and I go back and read them. Sometimes I'll turn through and just read key scripture after key scripture after key scripture, knowing that we are able to stand according to the Word of God, knowing that when we have done all to stand, that verse 13 simply says, amen, we're just to stand. As we move over into verse 14, the first word simply says, stand. Stand. Now, I want to tell you, upon the authority of God's word, you can stand. You can be an overcomer. You can win your battle. You won't lose this race. You have to encourage yourself as David did. David was another man that was caught in a bad situation. He was caught where that his family and their children and all their goods had been carried away by an enemy. Find them in an awful situation, in an awful time that they had wept till they couldn't weep no more. And we find that the Word of God said when David began to encourage himself and began to inquire of the Lord, God spoke to him and told him. He told him simply that he was to pursue his enemy. Not only would he pursue his enemy, he would overtake him, and he would recover all the promises to God. I'm going to tell you something. The Bible tells me that we would all have went back unless God had quickened us. I'm glad today for the quickening power of God. I'm glad for the quickening of the anointing of God that quickens us. I'm glad today that God can quicken in my spirit, and I'm glad today that I can go back to these scriptures and I can reread these scriptures, and I can know that Perfect vision is to believe in God and trust in God, and that gives us 20/20 vision. As we trust God, as we believe in His book, and we believe in His word, and we stand upon those scriptures, then we, as we obey His voice, we need 20/20 spiritual vision, the physical vision. Sometimes we have to get glasses as our eyes get older and different things. But I'm going to tell you something, God's 20/20 vision is when we believe God and believe His word, and then we act upon it and go forth in that. And that's the promises of the word of God. If we do our part, God is assured that He is going to do His part, and He's going to keep His word within us. He won't never forsake you. He won't never leave you. He'll go with you all the way. God is your all in all today. No matter what the fight is, no matter what the battle is, no matter what the trial is, God is able according to the word and the power of God. Amen. We've got a lot of folks that are literally ignorant of the word of God. We've got a lot of people that go to church that's ignorant of the anointing. We fight a war and a battle, and they're literally ignorant of the things that we're talking because they don't see them. They're not born again by the Spirit of God. They're not filled with the Spirit, and they're riding along on their ignorance, and one of these days they're going to wake up in hell, and they don't comprehend it. And people make light and make fun of the anointing. I'm going to tell you something, that's a dangerous thing. That's a dangerous thing. We're living in a city here that's mocking God. We're living in a nation that's mocking God. We're living in a country that's mocking God. But I'm going to tell you, my friend that's born again by the Spirit of God, my friend, today that you that believe in the authority of God, God's going to fight your battle, and you're going to come through this thing victorious in Jesus' name. Can we pray? Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the promises of your word. We thank you, Lord, that in the name of Jesus Christ, that you are our helper. You've carried us through, and you've kept us in the storms, the battles, and the trials. And we thank you, God, for the victory we have. Heal, save, deliver is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.